You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our review of 2012's The Avengers.
War has started. And we are hopelessly outgunned.
Director Fury, I think it's time.
You're here with a mission, sir? Trying to get me back in the world?
Trying to save it.
Doctor, we need you to come in.
What if I say no?
I'll persuade you.
What are you asking me to do?
It's called the Avengers Initiative.
I thought I didn't qualify.
Apparently I'm, what is it? Volatile, self-obsessed,
and don't play well with others.
I think they need a timeout.
How desperate are you? And you call on such lost creatures to defend you.
You have made me very desperate.
We're not a team. We're a time bomb.
This is nothing we were ever trained for.
I'm bringing the party to you.
All right, everybody, you were just listening to the trailer for 2012's The Avengers, and the story is as follows. When Thor's evil brother Loki gains access to the unlimited power of the energy cube known as the Tesseract, Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D., initiates a superhero recruitment effort to defeat the unprecedented threat to Earth. Joining Fury's dream team are Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk, Thor, the Black Widow, and Hawkeye. This film is written and directed by Joss Whedon. This is a Patreon subscribers podcast brought to you by nextbestpicture.com. I am Matt Neglia, and joining me for this review, I have JC Aldridge.
Hello, everybody.
Mike Vermette.
Hey, everybody.
Josh Williams.
What's going on, everyone?
And Dan Howitt.
Hello.
Avengers, assemble! Da 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 da. Was it too much?
I didn't sign up for this karaoke.
This is what our Patreons are paying for, right here.
This is why we're here. All right, so I'll just start off by saying, first of all, that I saw this film 5 times in the theater when it originally released in 2012. I rewatched it for the first time since then, so it's been 6 years, and I'll get to my thoughts in a little bit. The way we're going to tackle this review, because there's so much to cover, so many characters to touch upon, is we'll open up with our opening thoughts, and then I have a list of bullet points here, which will hopefully help to keep this review on track, and we could just talk about each bullet point as we go through. So I want to start off with JC first. JC, what did you ultimately think of The Avengers?
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. My thoughts. So I just rewatched Avengers this morning, and it was the first time I'd seen it in a long time, at least a couple years. And I remember my feelings being that I loved this movie. I think even just recently I ranked it as like my favorite Marvel movie. But then rewatching it this morning, I had some issues. I remembered it more fondly than I actually feel about it now. There's some problems that I have with this movie, and I think most of those problems have enlightened themselves to me because of the fact that so many of the other Marvel movies after this film are so much better. So in general, I love the character building. I love the music. There's some scenes at the end of the film that I think still stand as some of my all-time favorite action sequences in any movie ever. But especially compared to Civil War, there's some moments that seem a little bit disingenuous to me. And there's a little bit of like haggard dialogue moments that just don't come across for me. But those are my opening thoughts. I have a lot more to say, but I'm sure that we all do. And I love Black Widow. So there we go.
All right. Very cool. Dan, how about you, sir?
Yeah, I love the Avengers. I didn't watch it 5 times in the theaters, but I've watched it periodically when we do these rewatches, and I consistently rate it as my favorite Marvel movie. And so, but it had been a little bit since I had last watched it. So I wondered if my opinion would drop like JC's did in light of other great Marvel movies like Civil War or like Black Panther. And so after watching it again, no, my opinion didn't drop. I love this movie so much. There's just so much that feels special about this movie. It mm-hmm. really is. It's the first time that something like this has happened in cinema, you know, where there's just this team up. And so there's this something that feels special and unique. And so many other franchises or studios have tried to emulate this idea and failed miserably. And but there's something special about this. The characters work so well together. The movie is fun and exciting, and it's not too dour. It's not too down. It's a fun, lighthearted adventure. And so it still holds up really well for me. The movie does such a good job of building natural tension within the team. There's not actually that much time for the majority of the movie. They're not actually fighting Loki. They're fighting each other and they're arguing, and it works so well. It never feels false or staged. It works naturally within the film. The dialogue is strong. The action is strong. The score is strong. I think this movie holds up really well and is still my favorite Marvel movie.
All right, Josh Williams.
Yeah. This is something that I have The Avengers is a good Marvel movie just in terms of how strong my opinions for it are. I think it's the MCU's first masterpiece. So the MCU obviously has a lot of really good movies, but they nail it with the Avengers. Like everything leading up to it, Iron Man 1 and 2, Thor, you know, they all kind of build up this hype towards getting the team-up movie, which nobody really knew they wanted until the Avengers, I think. And Joss Whedon does an incredible job at the ensemble. Like Dan said, for a good majority of the movie, they're not fighting Loki. They are fighting each other and they're arguing back and forth. And so he does such an amazing job at making sure that each character gets a shining moment. He doesn't just focus heavily on one person or just a couple people. Every character in the film, or major character at least, has something to contribute to the overall plot. So I think the way he handles the ensemble as a whole, the script is very fast and witty. Not only does he perfectly balance mm-hmm. the tension and the humor, but the humor is actually funny. And I think Whedon is really undercredited for that. But just like Dan said, it's a ton of fun. The action is insane. It definitely, like JC said, has some of the best action sequences in any action movie, especially towards the end. And it's just, it's all of the superheroes teamed up. Who doesn't want that?
All right. And Mike Vermette.
Yeah, I mean, my opinion really echoes a lot of what everyone else has said. I mean, I saw it 11 times in theaters when it first came out. So
wait, say that again?
11.
11 times. I've seen it 13 times in theaters since wow. with marathons and stuff like that.
A baker's dozen,
yep. And I love this movie. It's my favorite Marvel movie by a long mile. You know, I think it's smart. I think it's funny. The characters, I think, are true to themselves, and I think some of the other Marvel movies have walked back the characters a little bit. This one lets them, I think, all really shine really well, and like they each get their own moment, which I think is really good. And as a comic book fan, I mean, this is what, you know, I was waiting for when Nick Fury said, like, there's going to be a team. That's what I wanted to see, and it really feels like the arc of a comic book. Like, it doesn't feel like a standalone movie. It feels bigger than that, which is what it should ultimately. So yeah, I think this is a great Marvel movie, and I think the best of the bunch.
You know, for me, this film, looking back on it now, I have such newfound perspective, because obviously when it first came out, there was a tremendous amount of hype. I will never forget my first viewing of this in the movie theater and just the excitement from everybody. I saw it at midnight back when they did midnight screenings, because now they do like 7 p.m., 9 p.m. and midnight.
6 p.m. Infinity War.
6 p.m.? Damn you, I'm going at 7.
6 p.m., yep.
Anyway, this film was such a culmination. It was the first time where I truly felt, other than watching like the third film in a trilogy, I really felt this level of anticipation and excitement. And you could just feel the energy from everybody in the theater while watching it. And that was reflected in the way that audiences responded to this movie. There was tremendous word of mouth. It made $1.5 billion worldwide. Many people wow. saw it multiple times, as you know, some of us have already expressed. It's a crowd-pleasing hit. It's fun. There's a lot of spectacle. It feels very giant in scale. It continues a lot of the story threads that were started off in these standalone films. Something that, I don't know, DC could have learned something from, but they didn't. And it was a huge gamble, but it paid off in spades for them. So with that said, I do have some nitpicky complaints. But the new perspective that I have now on the film, other than some of these nitpicky complaints, because my fanboy excitement has kind of diminished over the years, really rests upon this idea, and something that the film touches upon, that celebrating heroes is an old-fashioned idea. And that is something that we saw kind of reflected in cinema, it seemed like, for a very long time. Yes, we had Christian Bale, Christopher Nolan teaming up to give us Batman on screen and a new version of the character, but that was a very dark version, more grounded version of the character in a post-9/11 world, where Avengers really harkens back, I feel like, to something like Indiana Jones. And really gives us heroes on screen that we can have fun with, that we can, oh God, marvel at. Sorry, bad pun. And ultimately just really lose ourselves in awe and wonder to. It helps that they all have charming personalities that are very distinct from one another. And it helps that they play off of each other so extremely well. And that Joss Whedon pulls off some sort of a miracle juggling all of the pieces together to make it just cohesively flow so effortlessly. This movie is one of my favorite superhero films of all time, but it is not perfect, in my opinion. Hey everyone, Matt Neglia here. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but that is all we have of our preview for the full podcast review of 2012's The Avengers, which can be listened to in full if you subscribe to our Patreon page for the small price of only $1 a month. You get this throwback review plus many others, which we will be releasing with your vote, as always, on nextbestpicture.com. So please head on over to the Patreon page and subscribe over there. If you want to subscribe to the Next Best Picture podcast, you can do so on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and also on CastBox. Be sure to leave us a review on iTunes and also listen to our main show and other weekly reviews that we do for new theatrical releases. We will, as always, see you all next time.